All right, now, good evening to you guys. I'm Patriot Jordan. Hope you guys are great. It's such an honor to be with you guys right now. There have been a lot of dumb stuff right now. As far as, like, I'm an alien, all this other stuff, because people see a $10 million, just say Jesus is incredible. I am no Jesus. I'm a servant. I am a speck of dust. I worship Jesus. I don't worship Satan. No. All right, now, Satan clearly don't have the power to do this, to the fact that you have people, you have floods of people in the Freemasons that have worshiped Satan for hundreds of years. They've never seen money like this. Clearly, he can't do it. Does that make sense right now? All right, no, yes, Lord, because of Jesus, in Jesus, with Jesus, Father God, Jehovah is the creator, baby. He is the creator. He is the supreme power. He is the creator. He is the wonder. He is the majesty. He is the glory. Does that make sense? He is love. He is kindness, but he is authority. Does that make sense right now? That's for what? He's creativity. He's greatness. He's glorious. He's wonderful. Okay, I worship Father God, Jehovah. I worship his son, the only king and, you know, savior, the Lord Jesus. I worship the Lord, Holy Spirit, period. Does that make sense right now? I am no alien. Aliens ain't nothing but demons. They're devils. They're a physical manifestation of devils. Does that make sense? All right, now read He Came to Set the Captives Free. There's this book. It's a really good book. It's called He Came to Set the Captives Free. I read He Came to Set the Captives Free a couple of times. Does that make sense right now? That's what right now I would suggest you guys read. That one, He Came to Set the Captives Free. I would suggest you guys read Divine Revelation of Hell, right? Does that make sense? When Mary Kay Baxter read the book, it's another book version that they got. Does that make sense right now? That's what I'm learning right now. But read the Divine Revelation of Hell. Does that make sense right now? Read about demons, you know, aliens. Read He Came to Set the Captives Free, right? All right, now, that's what I'm learning. They're different. You know, I would suggest you get the paperback versions of these, not the printed ones they have online. Does that make sense? No, get you a copy of the ones from the 1980s. It seemed like they changed some stuff in or they took some stuff out. I have no idea. Because I remember various parts of those books. Does that make sense? That don't appear in the online version. I listened to the audiobooks too many times. They exclude some stuff. All right, now, that's not cool, but I would suggest you guys listen to those, right? You know, I worship Jesus, all right? Now, I don't worship Satan. Does that make sense? I renounce Satan. Does that make sense? He is no king. He is no God. He is no savior. All right, now, he's a devil. He's a demon, and he is defeated at the cross in Jesus' name. He is defeated by the blood of Jesus in Jesus' name. He has the authority of Jesus over him, right? Okay, you're seeing money that Father God Jehovah created. I mean, you know, that's what I want to give Jesus his praise. I am a speck of dust. I'm not better than the next person, right? You understand what I'm saying? You know, we can do things. We can do all things through Christ Jesus. With the Lord, you notice how the Lord said we can do all things through Christ Jesus. He don't say that we can do them through ourselves. You notice how the Lord made that explicitly clear. We can do things through Jesus, but not by ourselves. I can't do anything by myself. I have Jesus, right? Does that make sense right now? That's the Lord. The Lord gave me Ripple. The Lord gave me the money. The Lord gave me the expression. It's not guessing. Ask that boy Jonathan. How many did he get wrong? He got over he got over a million wrong. All right, now, does that make sense? Results. So that does that make sense? Trying to wing something. All right, now, that's what they sent him. I mean, what's up? He got everything wrong. It was a clean sweep. He got everything wrong, right? Okay. All right, now, I worship Jesus, right? I don't have any power, right? I don't have to disparage anybody, but after the racism and, you know, what I mean, they sent that boy here to copy me, right, and to be racist. All right, now, he watched when I couldn't pay my bills. He watched when they kept pulling people off the phone. He didn't say anything. He just erases. He watched when I got extensions for my bills. He didn't say anything. He just erases. He watched when I told prayer partners these folks are starving me. They wouldn't let me work, and they're going to get me kicked out of my house. He watched. He didn't say anything. That boy's so racist. They hit send him that Jonathan boy too. It's not funny. What am I supposed to say about this boy? As they filmed it, even Brother Kate saw me sleeping in the back of a car. These folks are so horribly racist. Does that make sense? Okay. I don't have any power to create something like Ripple. Does that make sense right now? It's because of the Lord Jesus, right? I don't have power like that. I am no alien. I have Jesus. I have the Lord. I'm no witch. Hell no. Hell no. No alien. Ooh, hell no. I have Jesus. I have the Lord. I have the King. I have the Savior. I have the most authoritative living God, the only real living God. There is no Buddha. There is no Allah. There is Jesus. There's no Krishna. There is Jesus. There is Jesus. The only way to heaven, there's Jesus. There are not many paths to God, no matter what Oprah or anybody else says. There is Jesus. That's not a disparaging at Oprah. I pray she gets saved. People get wounded in all sorts of ways. I cannot judge this lady, right? But there's only one path to God, and his name is Jesus. There's only one way to God, and his name is Jesus. There's only one cross that can get you to God. His name is Jesus. There's only one sacrifice for the blood of Jesus that can get you to God. And that's at the cross on Calvary, and his name is Jesus, right? That's who poured out the money to me. People are so used to hearing the poor gospel. People are so used to hearing that Christians are poor, but they see in a Christian that I say, I tell you the world, I believe in Jesus. I serve Jesus. Only Jesus. I'm a follower of Jesus, period. I do not have any other gods. I do not have any other saviors. I have Jesus. I just believe in Jesus, right? Okay, when people see a Christian that believes in Jesus, a follower of Jesus, does that make sense? I mean, believe in Father God, Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord, Holy Spirit, they're three, yet they're one. When people see a Christian, they so used to this poor gospel, so they so used to this lie that all Christians are poor. That is BS. Does that make sense? Right? No, that's what. Some of this stuff that they doing, some of these so-called preachers in the Freemasons on the group, none of the shit they do. Oh, God, no. And I don't even have to call any names there. You put that together. Does that make sense? Oh, God, no. Does that make sense? But, okay, I'm something totally separate. I don't worship Satan. Does that make sense? I have Jesus. Does that make sense? And right now, that's for the Lord. I didn't lynch anybody. I didn't frame anybody. I didn't harm anybody. I didn't lie on anybody. I didn't steal from anybody. I didn't take from anybody. I didn't blackwash. You know, instead of whitewash, it'd be blackwashing. I'm black. All right. I didn't blackwash anybody's ideal. All right. Now, the Lord gave it to me. I believe in Jesus. Right? It's not tied up in a color or a race. Does that make sense? And right now, that's what it's tied, you know, it's in Jesus, right? I can't put a color of a race on God's accomplishment. It's his accomplishment, not mine. So I can't put it to a color or race. I would say that's because of Jesus. I would be saved that it's in Jesus. I would say because it's the genius of Jesus. Does that make sense? Right now, it's the Lord. All right, now, I don't worship Satan. People say, you're hearing this poor gospel. You notice how people try to drop my money to make me poor, try to make me homeless, to make me poor. I got all this money to try to make me poor. Tried to frame me to make me poor. They tried to lie me and admit it to try to lie me, admit it to try to frame me so they could try to coerce my signature, so they could force me to give my signature because they were trying to blackmail me by lying on me, saying they would destroy my life, they would destroy my future. So they went the extra mile to call the Klan to try to blackmail me and to frame me because they want to destroy me so bad by trying to force me by lying on me to sign my signature, these old nasty racist folks, right? Okay. The Lord Jesus didn't allow it. I believe in Jesus, right? It's not tied to a race or a color. The Lord created us all, right? The Lord sent me. Everybody got something beautiful about them. I don't care what color you are. Does that make sense? It's not tied to into a race. I mean, I believe in Jesus, right? You know, it's unfortunate how racist things are in America. Does that make sense? It's just it's unfortunate, you know? I don't have to deal with it on no day. I got all types of wealth. I'm going to go overseas and go out for distraction over there. Everything I extract, I'm happy to help, you know, in Jesus' name, through the Lord Jesus, because I don't have any power. Those countries, but I kiss Jesus' feet, man. It's Jesus. I'm no alien. It's Jesus. I'm no genius, it's Jesus. Jesus is a genius. Jesus is a wonder. Jesus is a glorious. Jesus is amazing. Jesus is incredible. Jesus is phenomenal. It's the Lord, Holy God, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is amazing. The Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of wonder. The Spirit of majesty. The Holy Spirit. The Spirit of a comprehensible, you know, genius. The Holy Spirit that Father God Jehovah made, that Father God Jehovah poured out, that Father God Jehovah created. Okay, I believe in Jesus. I believe in Father God Jehovah. I believe in the Holy Spirit. All right, now don't try to say it's this or it's that. Just say it's Jesus. Don't try to say it's this or it's that. Just say Father God Jehovah is all powerful and he's amazing. Don't say it's this or it's that. Just say the Holy Spirit is genius unmatched. Just don't say it's this or it's that. Just say Jesus is incredible. Right, period. Jesus, you're looking at the results of Jesus, the genius of Jesus. All right, now that's $1 million. It's because of Jesus. People got so used to hearing the poor gospel. Now they're seeing a rich gospel. I didn't cheat anybody. I didn't swindle anybody. I didn't take anybody's money. I don't live like a devil and get up and collect people's money in the name of the Lord. The shit is evil. The Lord don't go for that. I did none of that stuff, right? What you're seeing, that's $1 million. That's Jesus. Clearly, look, it would have complete integrity, earned the right way, right? All right, now, I hope that you guys will agree. I can't take God's glory. All right, now, don't say this is that. Just say Jesus is amazing. Just say Jesus is incredible. Just say Jesus is unmatched. Just say that Jesus is in, we can't comprehend his genius and his splendor. I sure as heck can't, right? I'm a human. I'm a speck of dust. God just chose to be good to me. I'm no better than nobody else, and I thank him. He trusted me. I'm not going to let him down in Jesus' name, but I can say myself, it's not because of me. I'm nobody without Jesus. It's because of the Lord Jesus. It's his genius, not mine, right? I hope you guys will agree. All right, now, thank you guys so much. Good evening.